In 1946, Oscar Ewing, a Wall Street attorney and former counsel to the Aluminum Company of America, now known by the acronym ALCOA, was appointed by President Harry S. Truman to head the Federal Security Agency, which placed Ewing in charge of not only the U.S. Public Health Service, but also the Social Security Administration and the Office of Education. Congressman Al Miller, a physician turned Republican politician, said that Ewing had been placed in this position and highly paid by the Rockefeller Syndicate to promote fluoridation. Miller stated, "The chief supporter of the fluoridation of water in the U.S. Public Health Service. This is part of Mr. Ewing's Federal Security Agency. Mr. Ewing is one of the highly paid lawyers for the Aluminum Company of America." Other opponents were less kind. Leaflets handed out in New York City cried, "Rockefeller agents order fluoride rat poisoning of nation's water." Water fluoridation is the most important aspect of the Cold War that is being waged on us, chemically, from within, by the Rockefeller-Soviet axis. It serves to blunt the intelligence of a people in a manner that no other dope can. Also, it is genocidal in two manners. It causes chemical castration, and it causes cancer, thus killing off older folks. This committee, Ewing's study of fluoride, did no research or investigation on the poisonous effects of water fluoridation. They accepted the falsified data published by the USPHS, U.S. Public Health Service, on the order of boss Oscar Ewing, who had been rewarded with $750,000 by fluoride waste producer Aluminum Company. He then developed the public spirit that impelled him to take a $17,500 job as Federal Security Administrator. He immediately demanded of Congress an appropriation for $2,500,000 for promotion of fluorides by his USPHS. It is interesting to note that West Germany banned the use of fluoride in 1971, a time when it was still heavily occupied by Allied soldiers. Apparently, they could no longer silence the German scientists who had proved that fluoridation is a deadly threat to the population, wrote Mullins. Sweden followed West Germany in banning fluoridation, and the Netherlands officially banned it on June 22, 1973, by order of their highest court. But the scientific minds encouraged by globalist funding were not content with drugs to merely pacify a population.